It's Sound Ideas. When Brock Spack was introduced as head coach at Illinois State University in 2009, only two coaches in the previous 100 years of the program had compiled winning records. In the 32 years before Spack arrived, ISU had only 9 winning seasons. Under Spack, in 9 years, the Redbirds have amassed a 68-40 record and made 4 appearances in the Football Championship Series playoff, highlighted by a trip to the national championship game in 2014 and a second-place finish. GLT's Brian Bloodworth talked with Spack and others to find out how the program has risen to national prominence in the FSC ranks. And in spite of the lack of program success at ISU, Spack says he felt sure the program would grow to its present state.
Yep. I did, and I still think there's a lot of untapped potential here. You know, as I said, a year after I took the job, there's more ceiling to go, in my opinion. I guess there's more to be reached. There's more to be done that could make it even better than it is today.
Patty Vivarito, who has been the only commissioner of the Missouri Valley Football Conference since its inception in 1985, said ISU had always been known as a basketball school before Todd Berry arrived as coach in 1996, and planted the slow-growing seed of success that Spack has cultivated during his tenure.
Todd Berry, when he was coach, that brief period of time, but I think he made that community believe that Illinois State could field a successful football team that the community would support. He had folks excited about it. You know, there have been glimmers of excellence along the way. He certainly made me a believer.
Well, what was it that Illinois State did to get where it is today now?
They believed. There were flickers of hope. You know, Illinois State could be not just a basketball school, but one that excelled across the board, including football. Shane being a football guy and Al Bowen being the visionary that he is was the perfect combination that the university needed to make a commitment to that program. And, of course, the stadium was a game changer, and hiring Brock was also a game changer.
Al Bowman became president of the university in 2004, and he admits he had a different view of the football program when he was just a faculty member.
I went to the occasional football game, but it just didn't resonate with me to a great degree, and I think that was probably true of most of my faculty colleagues. ISU has been known as a basketball school for many, many years, and most of my faculty colleagues were avid basketball fans, and football just didn't resonate with the campus the way basketball always has.
But as you became president, the importance to football took a swing.
I began to recognize an elevated football program could bring visibility to the campus. After hiring Shane Zinger as the athletic director, we began to talk about what we could do to really make football competitive, to get people engaged in our Saturday games, and how we could use football as a kind of community outreach, get people in the community excited, alumni about coming back for Saturday games, tailgating. One of the things that we did early on is we changed the rules on tailgating. We allowed people to consume alcohol, and really just kind of created the kind of atmosphere that people have come to expect at college football games. Fans responded. People started coming back. We saw lots of involvement from the community, especially with the Comm University Day. And I think Dr. Zinger and I saw it really as an opportunity to showcase what Illinois State had.
And I'm sure you met some resistance along the way.
There's always resistance. You always have to answer the question, how much are we spending on athletics? Are we spending too much? Are those expenditures taking away from what we could be doing on the academic side? And I think we had good answers for those kinds of questions. We don't use any state money for athletics. There is some student fee money involved. But I think the expenditures on football and athletics in general at Illinois State, I think, are reasonable. You could certainly spend a lot more in their institutions that do, but I think for our size and for what we see in athletics, I think we're at the right level.
Bowman hired Shane Zinger as athletic director in 2005, and by 2009, Zinger was ready to make a coaching change and fired Denver Johnson and hired Spack, a move Bowman said was the turning point.
I give all the credit to Shea and Zinger. He came into my office one day and said, I think I found the right football coach for us. And he said, let's get in the car, let's drive over to the Beef House in Indiana, have dinner with him, and just see what kind of chemistry there is. And after talking to him for 5 minutes, I knew we had the right man for the job. He had the right values. He understood the place of football on a college campus, the expectations he had for the behavior of his players fit right in with the culture here at Illinois State. He's done a remarkable job. You know, the success he's had at a school that really didn't have a history in football is incredible.
Zinger agreed hiring Spack was a no-brainer.
You know, Brock was such a good fit, being from Rockford and having, you know, the experience at Purdue all those years, which is right next door, and even some history at Eastern Illinois, and he was such an Illinois guy that had such a great football background. It all just came together.
He was the big part of it, though, wasn't he? He was the key to kind of get it going.
He was. And that doesn't, you know, give Todd Berry and Denver credit. They both had their moments also. But Brock's been able to build it, and we were able to start to give him the facilities and resources he needed. And then after I left, then Larry and company have been able to continue with that, obviously.
The ISU job had been on Brock Spack's radar for a long time. What were his initial impressions of the university?
We kind of apologized who we were around here. And Illinois State shouldn't apologize themselves for anybody. You know, this is a great place, and particularly football. You know, it's untapped. We don't have to apologize. You know, now we've played for a national championship. We've won two Missouri Valley titles. You know, we were a game away from North Dakota State being a championship game again. And that'll be the fourth or fifth time since we've been here. That's where we should be playing in late November for a championship. That's who we should be. But we should win them too. I want to win those things.
What did you see as the key component that you had to have or that had to change?
A mentality, a culture needed to be cultivated here. And I think that's, I'm not talking about facilities or any of that, just the culture needed to change, particularly how Illinois State football players or football program viewed their education. I think we needed all to change our view of what our role was, not just on the field, but in the community and on the field and in the academic side, that there was a standard that was going to be set that needed to be reached. Now, it's not perfect every year. We always, you know, when you have 100 plus young men, they're going to make, you know, they're going to do stupid stuff every so often, but I get that. But overall, our mentality should be, hey, we need to conform to what the university sees us. You know, we can't sit here and recruit guys that don't fit in what the university sees, you know, the kind of student that should be here. There are exceptions, absolutely. But those exceptions have to be going on an upward trend when they come in here, or it's not going to work. And now there's mistakes made every year in recruiting, but we work very, very hard to try to avoid that. And the least amount of mistakes, the better, obviously. But I want guys that fit the blueprint of the university first. And then in our football program, I think that was key, and I think our faculty needed to know that, and our administration academically needed to know that we were going to abide by the culture of Illinois State University and try to get kids in here who could live in that culture. Is it perfect? Are we perfect every year? No, and we recruit a lot of guys, and it's hard to. I'm not trying to make excuses, but it's very difficult to get everything perfectly lined up sometimes. But I think the university has worked with us, but I think our relationship with our faculty has been outstanding. And I think that's critical for this to work, because I think our faculty is so good, and they work with all our students, but they're always working. I have very few instances where I think if a professor hasn't tried to work with one of our players, you know, and working with and making them earn the right way and learn the right way is important. You want to use football, you don't want football to use you. And I tell our players that all the time. And I think that was the untapped resource here was the people that were already here and the community. You know, and our school is such a good school. And I think basketball and football can live, have a cohesive existence. You know, I think we, you know, we're all on the same team. We get a lot of cooperation. I love the faculty here, the administration, from the athletic administration to our campus administration has been very, very supportive. What I like about Illinois State, we're never going to sacrifice academics or our integrity for a championship or for a player. We're going to always, you know, try to do the right things. You know, we you know, sometimes it always doesn't work out, but we try to do the right things, and that's important. I'd rather have that, and it's kind of where my background comes from. You know, I don't think you should win at all costs. There's some people, I guess, across Division I athletics that will try to win at all costs. I just don't think that's the way to go. And it's about the student athletes, about their experience, about making them ready to move on after they're done competing. It's trying to become the best program you can be. So I think that's what makes our place very different than a lot of places in the country. It's just because, yeah, everybody wants to win here. There's no doubt. I mean, we all want to win. And no one puts more pressure on us than us and me. You know, it's the expectations are off the charts from me. And so, and I think that but I don't ever want to, you know, I want to be able to look myself in the mirror and go to bed at night rest assured of doing the right things.
Is the program where Bowman envisioned it would be when he hired SPAC?
It's exactly where I thought it would be today. What I hope continues in the future is I hope the fan base grows. If the fan base grows, then we can entertain the notion of adding seating. At some point, you know, I'd like to get to the point where most of our games are sellouts, and it's a tough ticket to find.
The program went from obscurity to now it's one of the top 25 programs in the country and has been in the playoffs a number of years. Did you envision that too?
No, I didn't see that coming. You know, once we saw what Coach Spack could do in terms of recruiting, then it became clear that he could really build something that would continue with success for many, many years, and that's where we are.
And Spack is by no means ready to rest on the program's laurels.
Very proud of a lot of our accomplishments, but I'm very hungry for more, I guess, is the way to put it. I'm very, very hungry. I really don't sleep much at night, knowing that, you know, there's more to be had there. So we're grinding it out, and we're already started on 2018, trying to get, you know, be in a championship football team.
You heard ISU football coach Brock Spack, MVC president Patty Viverito, former ISU president Al Bowman, and former athletic director Shane Zinger talking with GLT's Brian Bloodworth about ISU football. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal.